meow, 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 meow. What a dope song this was. Meow Mix?
Yeah, probably one of like the catchiest commercials of all time.
You know, the biggest thing is that they messed up is they never got Grumpy Cat on there to do a remix. Like, meow, 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 meow.
Oh my gosh, they should have 1,000% done that.
R.I.P. Grumpy Cat. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and I was going to try to help women out there. If you're a crazy cat lady, that's what people call you. I would never do that, crazy cat lady. But you know what I mean? They say you're going to be alone forever with all your cats. Your place will smell like turds and urine. That sounds wonderful. Well, there's this list out of reasons why cat ladies might make the best wives. Now, before I get into the list, Liv, I want to kind of go through it with you. You are saying absolutely not. There's no way that a cat person would be a good wife. Why?
I just don't think that there's any correlation. I think that cat people just in general are kind of weird. And I have two friends,
like
two of my bestest, closest friends have cats. And not only do they have, that's the only pet they have. And they are obsessed with their cats, like photos all the time on their Instagram stories. They're just obsessed with these things. And I have never met two women who are so far away from getting into a relationship, it's not even funny. Like, both of these girls are, like, perpetually single. Like, forever. So, I just think that that's proof right there.
Okay, well, I can see that. Producer Porkchop, you're a dude, but, I mean, what do you think? Do you think that women that have cats would be good or bad wives?
I think if you have too many cats, that's not good.
Well, and here's my thing: why it doesn't even make sense. Like, why are they saying cat people over dog people? Because if anything, you have to take care of dogs way more than you have to take care of cats.
Dog people will cheat on you, Lenny. Why is that?
Facts: cat people are reclusive. They stay in the house all day. That's what I need in my life.
All right.
No, girl.
Now, listen, let me go over this with you guys real quick. All right. Here's some reasons why. They say that people that have cats, they have big hearts. So, a lady that would be a good wife, she'd have a big heart for you. They know that the key to life is balance. I guess it's because cats have balance. That sounds really, really punny. They aren't afraid of commitment. I mean, you got a cat for a long time, 9 lives. They know how to laugh because cats are hilarious. Now, that's where I disagree. Cats are angry little a-holes. And I had cats, Biscuits and Gravy, R.I.P. Love those dudes. They were cool. They were very affectionate at times. Other times, they hated me.
Yeah.
They absolutely hated me and my furniture.
I would argue that cats are easily the least funny of the animals. Easily.
No, my cats are pretty funny. You met them, Liv.
And they did not make me laugh once. I think dogs are hilarious. Dogs are funny.
Does anybody actually hear this right now say, yeah, I agree that like the woman I'd be with would actually be good with cats? 833-563-2539. Like, yeah, she'd make a good wife one day.
Is that the only thing to the list? Or are there more? Because everything you've said so far, there's no difference between that and having a dog.
Here's the rest of them. I'll rattle through them real quick. They don't mind sharing the spotlight. They're very responsible. They won't run just because things are difficult. They learn to appreciate the simple things in life. They're loyal. I don't feel like cats are loyal, and I'm not trying to hate on cats, but when do you hear like that, hey, a cat saved a family from a fire?
Never.
Usually it's the dog drags the kid out or something.
Exactly. Dogs are the ones that are super loyal. You have to have balance in order to have a dog because you have to like be able to balance your work, your life, also with letting your dog out. You don't have to let cats out. They go in a litter box. And you don't really have like specific, not a lot of people have specific feeding times for their cats. Cats are way easier to just leave out food and they'll come and go as they please. Like, all of these make sense for a dog, not a cat.
All right, you know, hold on. We actually do have a phone call. Hey, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Good morning. You are on with the Joe and Alex Show. And what did you want to say to Liv? Well, damn. Okay, then.